Actually, first, I want to thank Lou. It's been 12 years that you've been our director of finance, and I think that's, well, I've been on the board in your entire tenure for that position. Wow. And the teacher and you really made our job a lot easier. Yeah, you know, you could present that budget. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of people across the state would love to have you do that more often. I don't think you've ever missed a meeting that I can remember. And I always love how you see, he'll sit there and we'll just have these questions out of the blue. And you always come up and you always give a great logical answer. But yet sometimes you weren't sure and you'd say, I don't know, but I'll get back to you. So I always appreciated your hard work, and your legislative updates were always spot on. So thank you for your time here and your service, and enjoy your retirement. Dr. Wade, Marvin, I want to reflect back on this too. Like Daryl had said, you know, when we were interviewing for a new superintendent, my job was, we all had a different job. My job was to meet with you at Anthony Middle School and have lunch with all the administrators, the principals. And I never forget it, because the first two before you, they sat at one end of the table and there was a big square like this set up, and they'd sit at one end and they ate, and then they would make some comments, and then that was kind of it. But when Marvin got there, he stood by the door, and every teacher or principal that came in that door, he shook their hand, introduced himself. And I knew right away, like Daryl said, that you were our guy. I knew right away. And you sat with the teacher or the staff and ate with them. You didn't sit at the front. So I think that was a very telling of what kind of leader you were going to be and have been. I think that you fiercely defended your staff. There's a few times I had called you and jumped you about a few things. You probably remember that. But you said, I told them they could do that, and that was good enough for me. And then we moved on. But you would defend your staff to the end. So that's a great, great quality for you. And you really did have some challenges on your job when you first got out of the gate here. I won't say all the things that you'd had to
thank
you did, but we talked about that earlier, but the COVID was the biggest thing. And I think you rose to that occasion and really masterfully handled that. And I stand by that too. I'm really proud of the way we handled that, but it was your leadership and you got us through it. So thank you and good luck.